This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital warriors. Rachel Cotta here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of technology and its impact on our lives. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's probably been staring back at you from your pocket all day phone obsession. Ever felt like your phone is more of a companion than a tool? You know that feeling when you absentmindedly scroll through social media for an hour and then realize the entire world outside has moved on without you? Yeah, we've all been there. This isn't about shaming anyone who loves their smartphone. Let's be real, these things are amazing. They connect us, entertain us, and even help us navigate the world. But somewhere along the line, we cross the line from helpful tool to constant distraction. That's why today, we're going to unlock the secrets to breaking free from phone obsession and reclaim your time, focus, and sanity. First things first, let's talk about dopamine. This amazing neurotransmitter is basically our brain's reward system. Every like, notification, and comment triggers a dopamine rush, making us feel good and wanting more. That's why it's so addictive. It's like your phone is playing a game with you, constantly rewarding you for attention, even if that attention comes at the expense of real-life experiences. But here's the kicker. Those dopamine bursts are fleeting. So, we keep chasing that high, endlessly scrolling and refreshing, leaving us feeling empty and unfulfilled. So how do we break this cycle? Number 1. Mindful phone use. Become aware of your triggers. What makes you reach for your phone? Boredom, stress, FOMO? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to manage them. Turn off notifications for non-essential apps. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media. You'd be surprised how much more productive and focused you feel when you're not constantly bombarded with distractions. Number 2. Curate your digital diet. Follow accounts that trigger negative emotions or make you feel inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, positive messages, and things that genuinely interest you. Remember, social media is a highlight reel, not real life. Don't compare yourself to others. Focus on building a fulfilling life offline. Number 3. Find alternative rewards. When you feel the urge to reach for your phone, engage in activities that actually nourish your soul. Read a book, go for a walk, connect with loved ones face to face, pursue a hobby, anything that brings you genuine joy and satisfaction. The more fulfilling your offline experiences are, the less appealing constant digital stimulation will seem. Think about it like this. Your phone is a tool, not your master. You're in control. By setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and finding alternative rewards, you can break free from phone obsession and reclaim your time, focus, and happiness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself a beautiful park, the sun on your face, birds chirping, and the gentle breeze rustling through the trees. You're fully present in that moment, enjoying a good book, feeling the ground beneath your feet, and truly connecting with nature. Sounds amazing, right? Now imagine you're trying to savor the experience while constantly checking your phone for notifications and updates. Can you really appreciate the beauty around you when your attention is divided? This isn't just about escaping distractions, it's about living a more intentional and fulfilling life. So, what's the takeaway here? Take control of your digital habits. Break free from a constant cycle of dopamine-driven distractions and reclaim your time, focus, and happiness. Remember, you're in charge. Choose to use technology as a tool to enhance your life, not as a master that dictates your every move. Ready to level up your digital detox game? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Let's create a wave of conscious tech usage together. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected the right way, and remember you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.